is Boogaloo and Graham. And I want to speak to the producer, Mr. Brian J. Faulkner. Brian, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
It's going great, fella. Listen, nominated for an Oscar and now a BAFTA winner. How does a producer of a film feel on the morning after BAFTAs?
Slightly hungover, but absolutely, it's unbelievable. You know, like I've worked personally for 10 years to get to this point, and it's as you can imagine. You know, it's hard to take in. I went down for breakfast this morning with my BAFTA in my hand. I've brought it to the bathroom. I had a quick walk around London, BAFTA in hand, and literally, I've just been getting swamped with people. I've been giving it to them to get pictures taken with it, and it's just amazing. You know, it's amazing.
No, fair play to you, Brian. What was your journey, Brian? When you say the 10 years, give us a potted history of what Brian's been through.
Oh, well, I've made, I think it's 10 short films now. So, like, it's just like what I say to people, if this hadn't happened, I'd still be making films for the love of making films. You know, I work very closely with a director in Belfast called Jonathan Beer, and the two of us have a production company together, and we're going to continue working together. All my development, all my development through the years has kind of been directly with him. We work really, really well together. So I've always worked on a lot of different projects, you know, and in many capacities, but very quickly I found myself producing, because at the start I didn't really know what I was, but you know, people would say, maybe ask me to be an art director or something on a film, and I would say, okay, that's great, I'll do that. And I said, well, who's shooting it? I think you should maybe use him. Where are you going to build a set? I think you should do it here. I know this guy, I know that guy. And before you knew it, I was a producer, you know. So it's been a lot of work, you know, it's been a lot of work and a lot of luck to get to this point, you know.
Did you do some sort of film qualification at university, or did you come through television?
I did architectural engineering at the Queen's University of Belfast.
I love it. I love it. I love the way someone diversifies and gets into an arena because they feel they can and do it and then be successful. It's a lesson to any kid who's tied up rigidly to film studies. There are other ways, aren't there?
Absolutely. Well, like, from a producing point of view, I've spoken to two producers, like big Hollywood producers, who have both said that engineers make the best producers. You know, it's the mathematical thinking, it's the organisation, it's the, you know, to-do list. I survive off of my to-do list. If I lose my to-do list, I'm back to square one. You know, it's just so my job entails phone calls and emails and more phone calls and more emails and meetings and phone calls and emails. So mine isn't glamorous, you know, like my favourite thing is Excel and Word.
But listen, that is such an important side of making a successful movie or a successful project, full stop. With regards to the young lads learning the facts of life by having two hands and developing them through to become layers in a 15-minute film or whatever based in 70s Belfast, you must have thought when you started out, goodness gracious me, will this be a success, or did you always believe it would be?
Well, what basically happened was I just finished the film. Michael Lennox, the director, contacted me and asked, would I produce it? I knew of him and I knew of his work before, and I really hold him in as high regard as any director I've ever worked with or have ever, like, known about. So immediately I was interested, but the first thing I said to him was, look, to be honest, I don't think I'm going to be able to do this because I'm knackered from the last one. And I had one read at the script, which took about 14 minutes. I phoned him back. An answer. I panicked and I was phoning him back again. The minute he answered, I said, do not give this to anyone else. I'm doing it. It's like the best script I've ever read. I just knew. And what I said to him in that phone call, I said, Michael, if we do this right, we could win the Oscar. And I'm not a cocky person and I wasn't trying to be cocky. But what I was saying was, this is phenomenal. And if we do it the way I know I can do my part, we could win.
And who's responsible for the script? Is that Ronan Looney?
No, Ronan Blaney. Yeah. He's an incredible, incredible talent. Like, literally, this when I read the script, like, it's all about the script. You know, if you don't have a good script, you're screwed. And like, from the day one, you know, if you have a mediocre script, the problems start to unfold very, very quickly. And what young filmmakers, they rush to actually start shooting. They think it's all about preparation, you see. So if they start shooting a script which doesn't quite work, even if you do it, nail it on set, the story will not flow in the way it should. So it's so important to get that script right. So when I was handed Boogaloo and Graham, it was good to go. And normally, like, I would see myself as a creative producer, and especially when I work with Jonathan Beer, you know, we do everything together. Jonathan does a lot of producing himself,